Collègue, cher collègue, ça va?
Ça va très bien, bientôt aujourd'hui, hein?
Oh, in a big way. Jean-Jacques, we kick off. Oh, there's so many elections this year. We kick off with elections in Cape Verde.
Cape Verde is very important, you know, Refuwe, because it was it. The Economist Intelligence Unit puts it just behind Mauritius as the most democratic country in Africa. So it really is important. It did have a very brief period after decolonization when it was a one-party state, but it's been for years and years having regular elections. Interestingly, this is the parliamentary elections. The presidential elections will come in October. But the two main parties don't appear to be either of them ready to get a full-on majority. So the four smaller parties are going to have a say in the government. There's going to have to be coalitions. But most importantly, a 42-year-old lawyer, head of the Socialist Party, Janira Hofer Almada, could become Cape Verde's first woman prime minister. And that will be a very interesting thing.
That certainly is. Please explain that to me one more time about its importance as against Mauritius, Jean-Jacques.
I'm saying the Economist Intelligence Unit, which looks at democracies in Africa, puts Cape Verde just behind Mauritius as the most democratic country in Africa.
Gotcha.
So it's considered to be more democratic than the freedom-loving People's Republic of South Africa.
I'll say the same party for 27 years. And then the former interior minister in Italy is standing trial for kidnapping.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, eh? Okay. Matteo Salvini, he was this tough interior minister, and he believed that his bounden duty or God-given duty was to keep the migrants out of Italy. And this one boat, ironically named the Open Arms, was stranded at sea, couldn't get out with hundreds of passengers for 19 days. Some of the passengers in desperation threw themselves overboard to be rescued, you know. And finally, a court order got it in, and he's this looming sort of large and it's assuming it's a very arrogant approach, saying, "I was only doing my duty, and I'm happy to be in court for this and that sort of thing." There's another boat under investigation, which was which had 116 passengers for 5 days, but they don't assume they're going to necessarily charge him for this. But the charges he faces are, illegal holding somebody illegally, you know, and which is effectively kidnapping. So it's interesting to see, and obviously it's something that's going to rock Italy, because Matteo Salvini was the interior minister of a transitional government, you know, a coalition government, which fell, and he was there between 2018 and 2019, and it was an unhappy time indeed for anybody trying to get into Italy, certainly from Africa.
I can imagine. And Catholic bishops are stating the obvious for us in Cabo Delgado.
Yes, indeed. They say the war there is caused by certain groups taking over the nation and its resources. And they're doing this instead of these resources being put to the service of local communities for their sustenance and development. And this is fueling revolt and resentment. And they're urging the creation of more jobs and development opportunities, particularly for young people. And that's, we've been saying this again and again. This started in 2017 with young people saying we're being marginalized, but these big multinationals are here about to exploit one of the largest natural gas fields on the planet. We are not going to benefit from that. And they made sure, or are making sure, that they're being heard. But sadly, they've gone over the top. You know, they started beheading people with machetes. Of course, the Islamists came in and exploited the situation. But, you know, I mean, it just goes to show again and again that we don't really know. I mean, because communications have fallen down, we see things, we hear things, we make assumptions. Effectively, the undercurrents here are absolutely amazing. And so we've got to look at that very carefully. And certainly, in any event, when there are natural resources, the people should benefit from those. Otherwise, they become a natural curse, as they have in African countries like Angola and Nigeria.
That's
if
right.
The people don't benefit, then they are a curse.
And most notably, DRC, with the greatest resources.
Yes, indeed.
Jean-Jacques, à la prochaine, vendredi. Merci.
À vendredi, hein.
All right, au revoir. À bientôt, Jean-Jacques.